Dear friends, welcome to another edition of your favorite weekend character building show, Rave Ethics. My name is Itekena Altrade, and I am the Senior Special Assistant to the River State Governor on Fiscally Challenged Matters. I'll be your host for today. Just before we begin, let's take an opening message from Her Excellency Justice Mrs. Suzette Eberechi Nyesonwike, the initiator of Rave Ethics.
I bring greetings to the peace-loving people of River State and also welcome you all to another episode of River Ethics on Radio, a character building weekend show. Please remember that the special need of persons with disabilities is to be loved and accepted the way they are. This episode is in commemoration of the United Nations International Day of Persons with Disabilities, which came up December 3rd. The International Day of Persons with Disabilities is an international observance promoted by the United Nations since 1992. The observance of the day aims to promote an understanding of disability issues and mobilize support for the dignity, rights, and well-being of persons with disabilities. It also seeks to increase awareness of the gains to be derived from the integration of persons with disabilities in every aspect of political, social, economic, and cultural life. In the global effort to achieve the Sustainable Development Goals, leaving no one behind, the statistics on disability remind us of the huge challenge we face as follows. Over 1 billion people in the world have some form of disability, that is, one person in seven people. More than 100 million disabled persons are children. Children with disabilities are almost four times more likely to experience violence than non-disabled children. 80% of all people with disabilities live in developing countries. 50% of disabled persons cannot afford health care. People with disabilities are at a much higher risk of violence. Indeed, research has shown that persons with disabilities, the world's largest minority, have generally poorer health, lower education achievements, fewer economic opportunities, and higher rates of poverty than people without disabilities. This is largely due to the lack of services available to them, like information and communications technology, ICT, transportation, etc., and the many obstacles that face their everyday lives. According to the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres, and I quote, "On this International Day, let us reaffirm our commitment to work together for a better world that is inclusive, equitable, and sustainable for everyone, where the rights of people with disabilities are fully realized." Unquote. Let us listen to our guest speaker as he sheds more light on this subject. He is Mr. Itekena Altrade, Senior Special Assistant to the River State Governor on Physically Challenged Matters. Please enjoy the episode and determine to do all within your power to support physically challenged persons. Our generous people of River State, please remember to always let your manners speak for you. God bless and keep you and your families, and God bless River State.
Don't run the other man down. Don't wish him bad. No, no. There are better things to do. Better pastimes around. Careless talk is not the right way. Love River State or leave her alone. Don't pull her down. No, no. Think what you can do for her. Engage yourself in meaningful activities. No room for gossips. Do something meaningful.
Welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is Rave Ethics on Radio, and I am Itekena Altrade, your host for today. I'll be speaking on persons with disability in observance of the International Day for Persons with Disability. Although it has passed, but we still need to get you enlightened about it. Today on RiverTix, we shall be enlightening you on disability and issues surrounding disability. A person with disability is defined by the Americans with Disabilities Act as a person who has a physical or mental impairment that substantially limits a major life activity, or has a record of such an impairment, or is regarded as having such an impairment as well. The World Health Organization, WHO, has revealed that about 15% of the world's population lives with some form of disability, of whom 2 to 4% experience significant difficulties in functioning. This global estimate for disability is on the rise due to population aging and the rapid spread of chronic diseases, as well as improvements in the methodologies used to measure disability. Let me take you around the types of disabilities. For more prevalent disabilities and their characteristics in society, this includes the first, the developmental disability. The term developmental disability is used to describe those conditions that affect or appear to affect the mental and or physical development of individuals. Disabilities included in this category are mental retardation, cerebral palsy, autism, epilepsy, and in some cases, head traumas. In order to consider a developmental disability, an individual's condition must manifest before the age of 18, continue indefinitely, and represent a significant limitation for that individual. The first criteria states that the disability must originate sometime before 18 years of age, as mentioned. Developmental disabilities are caused by trauma to the developing brain and nervous system. An example of such traumas include, first, childhood accidents and trauma. This happens during falls, near drownings, burns, and child abuse. The second is genetic disorders, which is of Down syndromes and Tay-Sachs diseases. And the third is toxic substance and drug poisoning. This happens during pregnancy or through injection during childhood. And the fourth is high risk conditions in women and infants. This includes pregnancy under the age of 15 or above the age of 35. Also includes infectious diseases during pregnancy and delivering of very large or very small infants. And the last one is lead poisoning and metabolic disorders. In many cases, it is difficult to determine the exact cause of the damage or the time the damage occurred in developmental disability. The second type of disability is the hearing impairments. Hearing impairments varies greatly from mild hearing loss to profound deafness. The term hard of hearing describes those who have mild to moderate hearing loss. Mild hearing loss includes those who are able to hear everything except very high pitched sounds. Moderate hearing loss describes people unable to hear a conversation without amplification. Deaf includes people with severe to profound hearing loss. These are people unable to hear anything but the loudest sound, such as a jet airplane. Hearing loss can occur before birth, which is congenital, or any time after birth, which is adventitious. Factors contributing to hearing impairment includes injury, medication, illness, aging, sudden or prolonged exposure to loud sound, and genetic factors. The third type of disability is learning disability. Learning disability is a neurological disorder that interferes with a person's ability to store, process, or produce information and creates a gap between one's ability and performance. This can affect one's ability to read, write, speak, or compute math, and can impair social skills. Learning disability can affect one or more areas of development. Individuals with learning disabilities can have marked difficulties on certain types of tasks while excelling at others. Learning disability differs from handicaps, mental retardation, autism, deafness, blindness, and behavioral disorders. Nor is learning disability a result of economic disadvantage, environmental factors, or cultural differences. A person with learning disability shows a significant discrepancy between learning potential and actual learning achievements. This lower achievement is caused by perception or memory disorders. Such problems include failing to see how two objects are alike or different, hearing or reading words or letters without sequence. For example, seeing words, W-A-X, instead of saw, S-E-W. Or not being able to remember half of a sentence just spoken. Dyslexia is one example of a learning disability. So the fourth type of disability is visual impairment. The term visual impairment is used to describe many degrees of vision loss, including low vision, legally blind, and totally blind. Visual impairments are caused by injury or disease or are congenital. Congenital blindness occurs at birth or within the first 5 years of life. An individual who is congenitally blind does not have visual memory and therefore does not learn by visual image or picture. Such individual relies on his or her remaining senses for orientation. Adventitious or accidental blindness is that which has occurred after the age of 5. Such individuals may use the visual memory of his or her environment and of objects for orientation. There are many variations of visual impairments, and individuals have their own abilities and limitations. Some persons may be able to see an object clearly, but only if it is very close to them. Others may have central vision and see only a narrow field, as if they were in a tunnel. Some may have only peripheral or side vision and cannot see in front of them, while others may see the entire field but only shadows of objects. Many people with visual impairments use low vision devices or mobility aids to assist themselves to live independently. Low vision devices include pocket magnifiers, flashlight magnifiers, and monocular telescopes. Mobility aids used by visually impaired persons include canes, sighted guides, or guide dogs. The fifth type of disability is mobility impairment. The term mobility impairments is used to describe numerous disabling conditions which affect movement and ambulation. These conditions range from chronic pain to quadriplegia. Mobility impairments may be caused by accidents or other traumatic events or chronic events as well, such as diseases or a condition that proceeds slowly from birth. Mobility impairment may occur before, during, or after birth. Examples of common disability conditions resulting in mobility impairments include arthritis, cerebral palsy, multiple sclerosis, muscular dystrophy, spinal cord injury, and stroke. Let's go on a short break. We'll be right back.
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say I'm sorry. Make a change for better, not for worse.
If you hurt your neighbor, don't be ashamed. Say I'm sorry. You can't always be right, so sometimes when you're wrong, admit it. If you resolve to be a better person today onwards, you know, you might just be making somebody a little happier.
This world is a funny place, it's you today. It may be him tomorrow, so make a change for better, not for worse.
You'll be much happier.
Come, come, my friend, there is no zero man. Everyone has got some talent. Take time, you'll discover yourself, and you'll make your life a better one.
Every human being has a talent. Why not discover your talent and use it for yourself and the service of your people?
Use your talent, start today, and we'll all live the peaceful way.
Welcome back. If you are just tuning in, this is Rev Ethics on radio, and I am Itekena Altrade, your host for today. I have been speaking on persons with disability in connection with International Day for Persons with Disability. Right now, let's look at international interventions for persons with disability. With all these highlights and facts on disability, like I've earlier mentioned, it is imperative that the society treats persons with disability as individuals with special needs. That is why the United Nations General Assembly has set 3rd December of every year for the observance and celebration of International Day of Persons with Disability. In 1981, the United Nations General Assembly made a declaration on the rights of persons with disability. Thus, 3rd December is annually observed with the prospects to increase the understanding of issues surrounding disability and stimulating the needed attention that will advance the dignity, rights, and well-being of persons with disability at large. The International Day of Persons with Disability reaffirms and draws attention to the rights of persons with disability, and the theme for year 2018 is Empowering Persons with Disability, Ensuring Their Inclusion and Equality. The year 2018 theme is targeted to increase the awareness of gains to be derived from the integration of persons with disability into all aspects of political, social, economic, and cultural life, and the need to underscore the importance of human capacity development, access to adequate health care, water, proper sanitation availability to persons with disability as well. For persons with disability, 3rd December is always a day expected to reflect on their achievements, aspirations, and their impending challenges, as well as a day to be utilized to enhance their socio-political networking. As such, the major part of the celebration should target on making persons with disability direct beneficiaries of the 17 Sustainable Development Goals, SDGs, and the United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. Because when society invests in persons with disability by creating jobs, ensuring adequate healthcare, education, nutrition, environment, and social protection, then we as society are empowering individuals, strengthening economies, and enriching societies at large. Thus, when people are empowered, they are better prepared to take advantage of available opportunities, and they would easily become agents of change and can more readily embrace their civic responsibilities to develop society. How the International Day of Persons with Disability may be observed, this should be reflected on how the society has been able to embrace enabling laws that can take care of the challenges and aspirations of persons with disability, to see that enabling policies adhere to cut short the limitations and their challenges so that they can be well represented in mainstream activities. This can come in any form of activity ceremony that could include persons with disability in the organization, as well as the celebration, and bring in stakeholders that can be part of it. Beyond observing the day, it is important to know that persons with disability needs to be empowered. And how do we go about this? The International Labour Organization, ILO, is the United Nations agency devoted to advancing opportunities for women and men, including persons with disability, to obtain decent and productive work in conditions of freedom, equity, security, and human dignity. Its main aims are to promote rights at work, encourage decent employment opportunities, enhance social protection, and strengthen dialogue in handling work-related issues. The ILO is the only tripartite United Nations agency in that it brings together representatives of governments, employers, and workers to jointly shape policies and programs. In the case of policies and programs related to disability, representatives of and for persons with disability are also consulted. The ILO is the global body responsible for drawing up and overseeing international labor standards. Working with its 182 member states, including the Federal Republic of Nigeria, the ILO seeks to ensure that labor standards are respected in practice as well as principle. The ILO has had a long involvement in promoting decent work for persons with disability based on the principles of equal opportunity, equal treatment, mainstreaming, and community involvement. The principle of non-discrimination is increasingly emphasized as disability issues have come to be seen as human rights issues. Key ILO instruments relating to the rights to decent work of persons with disability and prohibiting discrimination on the basis of disability include ILO Convention No. 159 on Vocational Rehabilitation and Employment (Disabled Persons) of 1983, and its accompanying recommendation No. 168 of Convention No. 159 has been ratified by 80 countries, including Nigeria, as of June 2008. The United Nations Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities is a significant international instrument adopted in 2006, which, together with ILO Convention No. 159 and other international, regional and national initiatives, will contribute to improving the living conditions and status of persons with disability around the world today and in years to come. Article 27 is on work and employment, which will promote opportunities for persons with disability to gain a living through decent work in the labor market. The CRPD entered into force on 3rd May 2008 and, as with Convention No. 159, is legally binding on ratifying countries. Let's go on a short break. We'll be right back.
Sounding an alarm, you're crying wolf where there is none. That is wrong. We've come this far, why do you want to set the state on fire? You think you are clever, cursing one another, won't get us anywhere. Better be a builder, not a destroyer, think it over today. So come, my friend, let's live together in peace and harmony.
Welcome back. Let me take you through the parts of the Rivers State Government intervention for persons with disability. His Excellency Chief Barrister Nyesom Ezewonwike, the Executive Governor of Rivers State, prioritized on disability issues and the need to include persons with disability in mainstream activities. Months after the Governor assumes office, he appointed a Senior Special Assistant on Physically Challenged Matters. We function by firstly representing the Rivers State Government with regards to persons with disability matters, activities, and issues. In same vein, we secondly interface with the community of persons with disability to understand and establish their peculiar challenges, aspirations, and their needs to be included in societal development and other mainstream activities. And we lastly, via relevant partnership, provide an enabling environment for all stakeholders through their corporate social responsibility and other humanitarian auspices to provide the needed resources to address, mitigate, or resolve the established challenges and aspirations of persons with disability in the state. In the coming year, we as an office are hopeful to see how we could invest more on the human capacity development of persons with disability. See how we could facilitate stakeholders to promote scholarship for persons with disability and create an international partnership on the healthcare of persons with disability, as well as providing relevant disability aids to see that they comfortably and ably participate in such common benefaction. So with this, persons with disability can be part of the developmental projects of the Rivers State government, as well as Rivers indigenous and businessmen and women. The Rivers State is a lovely place, and we believe you all care for persons with disability. Thank you.
Dear friends, this is the match we can take on today's edition of Reef Ethics. I hope it made a difference in our collective effort to make our society a better place. If you missed parts of this episode or wish to download these or previous editions, please visit our website www.reefethics.com to listen to or download all episodes. You're free to share the production with your friends, at your school or community. You can join the Reef Ethics family on Facebook or Twitter via @ReefEthics, and you can call our phone numbers for questions related to these or other editions. The numbers are 0808-917-7707, 0902-917-7706, or send us an email to reefethics@gmail.com. The Reef Ethics radio program currently airs on 5 radio stations in Reef State every Saturday as follows: Nigeria Info 92.3 FM from 8:30 a.m. to 9 a.m. Radio Rivers 99.1 FM 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock in the morning, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Rhythm 93.7 FM 2:30 to 3 p.m. in the afternoon, with a repeat broadcast same time on Sunday. Treasure FM 98.5, 6:30 to 7 p.m. in the evening, with a repeat broadcast on Sunday by 5:30 to 6 o'clock in the evening. On Wazobia 94.1 FM, on Saturday evening, program starts at 5 o'clock to 5:30 p.m. Until next week with another host, remember to always let your manners speak for you. Wishing you a great week ahead.